This is a CHY News Report. The Oceanside Task Force on Homelessness is looking for land to create a village of tiny homes for people experiencing homelessness. A tiny home village with 20 to 24 units could open as early as late fall should municipalities in the area provide the necessary half acre of land for it. The Island Crisis Care Society says they are willing to operate the project, which could include 24-hour staffing and substance and mental health support for residents. In July, a motion at Parksville City Council for staff to identify possible land in the city for the project was deferred until the task force presented to the Qualicum Beach Council on Thursday. Violet Hayes, executive director of the Island Crisis Care Society, pitched Qualicum Beach Council on the idea, but the mayor said any decision would have to come back to a future council meeting. Hayes says that a trip to see a tiny home village in Duncan, which was established in 2020, prompted them to propose bringing the idea to other parts of Vancouver Island. I spoke with her over the phone about the plan.
In the summertime, a few of us went down to Duncan to have a look at what's been happening down there. They have the tiny home village down there. And so a few of us went down there to have a look, and we were very impressed with what we saw. So we thought, you know, this would be a really good temporary option until there's something more permanent in place in the Oceanside area.
Hayes says that the tiny home model helps provide a stepping stone from living on the street to supportive and market housing.
Often bringing people right from the streets into somewhere like Orca Place, it's just too much of a change. Whereas if you've got this interim piece, it really helps to build people's skills and get them ready for that next step.
Duncan Mayor Michelle Staples says the idea for a tiny home village in her city came from people who were living on the street.
One of the things that the peers brought up was they just needed a place. So they needed a place to, you know, either have a tent was one of the things that they said, and to not have too many people living together because not everybody gets along. But when COVID hit, we already had a model that the peers said would work, and we had an opportunity because of the pandemic to actually test it out. And from testing it out, we then discovered what worked, what didn't work, and we're able to grow off of that foundation. We didn't imagine this ourselves. This came from working with the people. For some people who are on the streets living in an institutional building, it just is not, it's not going to be conducive to them healing. This forms community.
I asked Staples what she would say to mayors and councillors in the Oceanside area who are considering a similar project.
What I would tell them is to bring everyone together, all the operations, people in your community with the city, RCMP, Island Health, and all the community service outreach organizations, peers, and come together to, you know, talk about the needs, the specific needs to of your community, because every community is going to be a little bit different, and come and visit the site here. Visit the site, talk to the people who are living there, talk to the operators of the site, learn from what we've learned, and then take that back to your community and build what will work for you.
Staples says that the tiny home village in Duncan has been such a success that she would like to see it become a permanent service in the city.
What we learned is that it works. It works for a vulnerable population that do not do well in other forms of housing, including supported housing that are being built right now in our communities and others. Those are great for some people. But what we've learned is for really vulnerable people that this site, as a first from being on the street to becoming stabilized, this is a key step for people to be successful, to be able to prepare for, you know, their next step in life, whatever that looks like. And it will be different for different people. And so we're really working to actually establish this as a form of transitional housing for people. We would like not in this spot because we know we have to move it because it was a temporary site. The actual land is only available for a certain amount of time. So we would like to move it and establish it as a permanent transitional site.
Hayes says that not only would a similar site in Oceanside benefit the people who live there, but also the broader community.
I think it's for the good of the community as a whole. I mean, we see a lot of issues happening in the communities around homelessness and concerns, and it's the right thing to do. I mean, everyone has a right to have a home. And I think if we can do something in the short term that, you know, gives people some dignity and a place to call their own off of the streets and being able to move forward, I think we should be doing it.
The next step for the Oceanside Task Force on Homelessness is to present the idea to the Regional District of the Nanaimo's board meeting on Tuesday. For CHY News, this is Mick Sweetman.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journals Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you.